Monday night, Chodesh Tov August, we're in the Psicha of Shara Bitochon, and we're going to start, just to clarify once more, the last two, the Ruchniyazdika benefits of Bitochon is, number one, that you form a relationship with Hashem, because you're living with Hashem, because you're always realizing that you're relying on Hashem, and that Memela brings in its wake success, as he explains. That's number one. Number two is you're independent and you're not afraid to develop your own values and to speak your mind and to speak up against evil and not to go along with evil. Number three is you have a clear head, Ponui La'avodas Hashem, because in 10 ways you're more stress-free than even the most stress-free person you can think of, which in the Chodesh Halavos' example is the alchemist, the person who can manufacture money. The fourth benefit is that he uses his money for Avodas Hashem. Money is like the main, a person's possessions, that's what his life is about. So he uses it for Avodas Hashem. If he has money, he gives tzedakah, he does mitzvahs, he's generous. And if he doesn't have money, he uses that for Avodas Hashem. He thanks Hashem for relieving him of the responsibilities of not having money. He realizes the tova that he doesn't have pizur hanefesh, as the Chodesh Halavos calls it. Hashem yatzileinu mipizur hanefesh, a chassid used to daven. And he realizes that it's good. He looks around at people with money and he doesn't see that they're any happier than he is. He sees they have a more fatumal to life. So that's how he's Ovid Hashem, which with his paucity of money, a lack of money, gives him an opportunity to work on his midos. It gives him an opportunity to work on his being Sameach Bechelko. It gives him an opportunity to not be jealous. Okay, that's number four. And benefit number five is that he relates to money in the right way. It's different than number four. Here it's that he relates to money in the right way. If he has money, he realizes it's a pikadon. He doesn't let money steer his bitachon. And he doesn't let lack of money steer his bitachon. That's the fifth benefit. Having bitachon, so you don't ruin your relationship with Hashem, either because of a lot of money, because you realize it's a pikadon, and you have it, and if you lose it, you don't get depressed, and you don't jump out a window, and you don't get angry at your partner for being such an idiot and making such a bad business decision and making you lose all your money. You realize it was a Gzeres Hashem and he wanted you to have a pikadon up to a certain time, and now you don't have that pikadon anymore. And that's all. You don't get excited, you don't get angry, you don't get violent, you don't get depressed, which is all the things that people do. But this, what? Tell him if he did something wrong. I mean, if he made a bit, the scenario I was saying was that if he just made a bad decision, I mean, it's not his fault, but you know, you're ready to throttle the guy's neck. Now he's going into the benefits for Olam, and those are all spiritual benefits because it's good for the soul. Now, on the bottom of page Kuf Chav Zayin Amal Aleph, the last two lines, he's going into physical benefits. Now, many of them will be the same. When you say a person is stress-free and unworried, so till now we talked about that being beneficial for Olam Haba, for his spiritual life, because his libo ponui la'avodas Hashem. Parenthetically, we pointed out that you see in the Chodesh Halavos that so much of life tearing you away from Hashem is the daigus of life, the worries of life. How are you going to make it? What's going to be? He says you'll be calm. But also it's physically beneficial. Stress, is one of the leading causes of illness. He doesn't say that, but we know that to be true now. He just talks about, you know, just physically, it's not healthy to be stressful. You don't sleep well. You end up fighting with your wife. You end up yelling at your kids. You end up arguing with your neighbors. All this is Olam Hazeh things. A Baal Bitachon is happy and in a good mood and has saved upon him yafos. And it's all me worry. Like Alfred E. Newman, he's not worried. It's all Hashem's problem. It's not his problem. He's relying on Hashem. Avul Toalios Habitochon al Hashem Bolam Hazeh Mayhem, number one. Ishkita Saleh, the calmness of the heart, his mood, Midaigas Olam, he's not worried. He doesn't walk around worried. Bamanucha Mitir Fanefesh, and he's calm. He's unworried. He's calm. The Tirdosa Al Heder Teshukoseho Hagufanios. An amazing Kiddush, he says, in these two, three words. He says he's calm from unfulfilled taivus. And it's a very keen insight that he has, he's saying here. Because you would say, if you say a person has taivus and they're unfulfilled, so what button does that push? So you say, because he has a type and it's unfulfilled. So Bitochel's not going to help him. I mean, maybe it'll help him in a very longish sense that he won't have the taiva, but he's saying no. He says, when you don't get what you want, the insight of the Chavis HaLavus is that when you don't get what you want, it's because, it's not so much that you really need it and you have an addiction to it. Sometimes that's true, but most of the time I think it's not true. Most of the time it's only because you think it's coming to you and you deserve it. So when you don't have it, you miss it and you say, hey, that's not fair. How come I can't have it? It's not like you really need that pleasure, but it's because you wanted it and therefore it was coming to you. So why can't you have it? So now you're all angry that you didn't get it. But the Baal Bitachon, if he didn't get it, that means he wasn't supposed to have it. So he's not missing it. And that's where the Tirdosa and its Tirda, its lack of calmness, Al Heder Teshuko Seho, on unfulfilled desires. Again, because, so you see, he's holding that unfulfilled desires has its roots in the fact that you have a sense of entitlement to them. But if your Baal Bitochon does not have a sense of entitlement to them. Vareu b'matzov nachas uregia, he's calm, he's serene, u'bitochon min ha'olam. Ka'omro, baruch ha'geber she'yivtach b'Hashem, v'yo Hashem miftacho. So that first part of the pasuk he quoted already 10 times in the psicha alone. But here I think his point is the second part. V'yo ke'et shosu almayim. He wants to give a picture of a rooted, calm, strong, not someone that's all over the place and is nervous and is jumpy and is worried. Ke'et shosu, like a tree planted by the water, v'al yuvol, and to a stream of water. Yishalach sharosho, has its roots, it's firm, it doesn't sway with the wind. Everything that comes up he has to have. And if he can't get it, so he pounds his feet, he throws a tantrum, right? Like our children throw tantrums, but we also throw tantrums. Okay, so that's number one, is you're calm, you accept what you have, and you're calm, play the potion, you have a calm life. Number two, page Kuf Chav Ches, the third line, Umehem. Now he says a very interesting thing. He's talking about, and this really bears a longer discussion, and you might be bothered by what he says, and really the time to discuss it is when we learn Shara Bitachon, and talk about Bitachon and Ishtadlus, and where do you draw the line, and what does it mean, and what is davening, where does davening fit in, and how do you know what Hashem's plan for you is, and all of that. We're mamish going to be learning that when we learn Shaar Bitachon. Here he just puts in something and he doesn't really explain it. He's talking about traveling to earn a parnosa. And in his days, much more than nowadays, although I'm not so sure that nowadays it's not true what he says. He says traveling was very debilitating for the guf. It was very hard to travel. It brought on illnesses. It weakened you. It aged you by 10 years. And people would go to merchakim to find parnasa. And in other words, using their hishtadlus went over the line. That's really what it boils down to. In other words, he talks about specifically traveling. I guess in his 1,000 years ago, traveling, you know, you went in by boat, you went like for 3 months, you traveled to some place to try to earn parnosa. Whether this applies to people who work in America, now you get on a plane, you know, you get off the plane, it's like nothing. So I don't know. But the point is taken that he says he's healthy because he doesn't look for parnosa, that he has to travel and he has to ruin his life in other ways, because or else how am I going to earn parnosa? But he realizes Hashem sends parnosa, and Hashem could send parnosa in his backyard as easily as he sends it far away. Now, we're not talking about if his parnosa is, I don't know, you know, we're talking about something that you can do in your backyard. How you choose a parnosa is the subject of the Chayvus Halvavos in Perek Gimel. I think it's Perek Gimel. He tells you how to choose a parnosa. Now, obviously, if your parnosa is being the president of a bank in England, then you're going to have to go to England to be the president of the bank, even though nowadays you don't have to go anymore. You just do it online. Umehem, menuchas gufom and amasos, you don't have to travel, ha'aruchim. Hamavalem es agufos, it wears you down. Umechishim bias ketz ha'adam, it shortens your life. Kamo shomer ha'kosov, David HaMelech says, ino baderech kochi, ki tzar yomoi. You have to judge when you step over the line, when it hurts your family life, when it's bad for your health, maybe for your ruchnius. You know, even nowadays, where traveling is so easy, but it certainly has many downsides. So the Baal Bitochon doesn't feel trapped that I must do that or else. The Omer, he tells a nice story, Alechon mi Bali Aprishus. Chavis Halvavos, a few times throughout the Sefer, talks about the Balei Aprishus. Apparently, these were a group of, I think the word is ascetics, who were really poreish from Olam Hazeh. The Chavis Halvavos does not speak disapprovingly of them, although he makes clear that that's not normal, it's not the way a normal person would live. But apparently, they were poreish from their wives, they were poreish from Chavis Bnei Adam. And they went out and they just, maybe they did his vodadus, I don't know, whatever they did. Anyway, one of these people, Kibereshus Darko, when he was about to start off, Nosel Eretz Rechoka, he went to a faraway place, Levakesh Parnasoso. You know, he has to put away money for this. Vine Motza Ishmael de Alilim. He found that, he met up with an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Virish and Nosel Eretz. Boy, you foolish guy. You're so stupid. You worship Eitz Ve'Even. What's the matter with you? Grow up. You're a grown up adult. What are you worshiping the statue for? That was the name of these idol worshippers, or maybe a priest. Okay. Amalei HaPorish, what are you talking about? And the Ovid is Haborei, Kel, Shakai, Hoechod, Hamachalkel, Asherin Mumo, Kamohu. Amalei HaMgushi, you're a hypocrite. And that's the Chavis Halvavos' point. That we say things and we pay lip service to things, but we don't really believe it. So you're a hypocrite. Harei Ma'asecha, Sosrimis, HaDvarecha. Your actions contradict your words. Amalei aparush eichzeh. Amalei amgushi. Ilu hayamashinidme lechanachon. If what you boasting about you, I'm a bad, terrible, stupid person, and you worship Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Haaretz. What are you doing here? If your God is so great, He can give you parnasa where you live. What do you have to come here for your parnasa? You're a phony, you're a faker. Ki ozo yom mefarnes oscha ba'artzecha, kamo she yofarnes oscha kan. What do you come here for? Lo yisuf terech, lo bol oretz hazu. Al af orech hamercha kashay b'neim. Who knows how far you traveled to come here? How seasick you got? How, you know, all that's involved? You're phony. The statnu tainus haporush, he had to admit defeat. He had nothing to say. V'chazol ha'iro, the keeper of the sapricious, and that's when he became this aesthetic. And he learned his lesson. He internalized the musr that this amgushi told him, and he said, "You know, the man has a point. He's right. What can I say?" All right, we'll stop here.